each month or each week. It was nearly everything by the month then that was paid. And it, whatever was brought in, there was a little bit of that put to one side for the rainy day. And they didn't use banks. They kept that hid, maybe under the mattress or in a fruit jar up in the cupboard or under the house. Maybe the fruit jar would be under the house even. Or anyway, it would be hid. But on payday, as we called it, and the railroad families was very much alike. They were clannish. Well, in fact, it was just about all there was here, except the little cotton farmer or someone like that. It was railroad men and railroad women. And on payday was a big day. That came in once a month, and the paychecks were sent here and delivered here by, I don't know, the telegraph operator or the, well, anyhow, it was somebody came here once a month and brought the payroll, and then everybody went big shop, what they call big shopping. And if it was the beginning of school year, the children would get a few extra clothes, and maybe Mom would get a hat or something, or a pocketbook maybe, like that. But the groceries was just bought about once a week. Didn't go to town every time. Well, you didn't go to town to buy a loaf of bread, or anything like we do now. Every time there's a sale now, everybody goes to the sale to buy whatever it is, whether they need it or not. Mm-hmm. But this grocery, back in those days, they just bought what they needed, which wasn't too much because they raised everything and had everything they could keep and like that. And about once a week, and it was always on Saturday because the children, every one of them went to town when we went to buy groceries. And maybe we wouldn't have a sack apiece when we came back. There'd sure be a sack of candy.
I see. I was wondering, did you pay your bill at the end of the month then? Is that it?
Everything was run by the month. The grocery bill was run by the month.
I see.
And paid on payday.
When you paid the bill, did they...
They'd give you a sack of candy.
They'd give it to you.
Uh-huh.
I see. What was that called? Do you remember?
Oh, that was your treat for paying your bill.
I see. Was it called a bonus? Or
no, it was just a treat.
Just a treat.
And Jeremy, the youngest child that was in the parade, got that sack of candy.
I see.
It was never the oldest one. I was the oldest one.
I see. If somebody had money but he didn't like to spend it, what might you call him?
Miser.
Miser.
And we had a couple of them in Mena.
And if
wear old tacky clothes and look like a beggar or a pauper, mm-hmm. and had money to let.
I suppose you knew somebody who had money and who would pay you if you worked for him, but you'd have to work hard for your money. You'd say, well, he's an old...
I don't know.
Skinflint or tightwad or something?
Tightwad.
Tightwad.
That's a good word.
Uh-huh. Would you give me some idea of how the law was enforced as you remember it? Sheriff, things like that?
Remember the policeman?
Policeman.
Back in the early days, we had just one day policeman, one night policeman. And that night policeman walked all night to start out, in the early days. And the way he was paid, he didn't get paid very much, and each merchant would give them maybe just a dollar a month. And then he had to go around and collect that too, besides getting it. But every night he was obligated to go by and shake his door and see if the door was locked. Back door and front door.